Good morning. I'm Linda Perry for WBAI in New York with some of the news for Tuesday, October 14th, 2014.
We are going to tear down the walls of structural racism and white supremacy in this town.
Friend of WBAI, the notable political activist Cornel West, was arrested in Ferguson, Missouri on Monday. He was there participating in a day of demonstrations over the August killing of Mike Brown, an unarmed black teen, by a white police officer. He has this message for young people.
We're here because we love the young folk, and we're going to bear witness. We want them to know that there's some older generation, brothers and sisters of all colors, who are willing to put their bodies on the line so that justice can roll down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream.
West was knocked over during a scuffle at the Ferguson Police Department and was later arrested. He was among the first to be led away, followed by other protesters, almost 50 in all. Monday's protest was part of 4 days of protests calling for an end to police brutality and for charges to be brought against the white officer who killed Mike Brown. Tom Frieden, head of the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, updated the public on Monday on the Dallas response to the second reported case of Ebola in the U.S. A nurse who cared for Liberian Thomas Duncan was diagnosed with Ebola on Sunday. It's the first case of Ebola contracted in the U.S. Frieden said they are monitoring the 48 people who came in contact with Duncan and those close to the nurse who contracted Ebola. They're working to identify other healthcare workers who also came in contact with Duncan for symptoms or for fever.
The thinking here is straightforward. If this one individual was infected and we don't know how within the isolation unit, then it is possible that other individuals could have been infected as well. So we consider them to potentially be at risk, and we're doing an in-depth review and investigation.
Media reports and a church rector identified the nurse who contracted Ebola in Texas as a 26-year-old nurse infected while caring for Duncan. Officials say Nina Pham wore protective gear as she cared for Duncan at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital after he was diagnosed with Ebola and put in isolation. The nurse was among 70 hospital staffers who were involved in Duncan's care after he was hospitalized. That's according to the records. They drew his blood, put tubes down his throat, and wiped up diarrhea. They analyzed his urine and wiped saliva from his lips. This was even after he had lost consciousness. Pham and other healthcare workers at the hospital wore protective gear, including gowns, gloves, masks, and face shields, sometimes full body suits, when caring for Duncan. The nurse was monitoring her own temperature and went to the hospital Friday night as soon as she found out she was running a low fever. She's now in isolation and in stable condition. President Obama met with national security advisors and senior staff to review the U.S.'s response to the Ebola epidemic. This was Monday afternoon. He said, "We are greatly familiar with the protocol necessary to reduce the risks of Ebola transmission, but we must follow the protocol strictly." Trying to assure the public, Obama said the CDC is very familiar with dealing with infectious diseases.
"But this is an extraordinarily virulent disease when you don't follow the protocols."
And New Jersey officials issued a mandatory quarantine order for members of an NBC crew. They were exposed to a cameraman with Ebola. The order went into effect Friday night after state health officials said a voluntary 21-day isolation agreement was violated. Dr. Nancy Snyderman, who had been reporting from Liberia with the cameraman, was spotted in a vehicle by neighbors in violation of the quarantine. Gay rights groups are cautiously cheering a shift in tone from the Catholic Church towards homosexuals, encouraged that Pope Francis's famous "Who am I to judge?" position has filtered down to bishops debating family issues at a Vatican meeting. It's the first time they discussed gay and lesbian issues and how to provide better spiritual care to Catholic gays. Bishops spoke of the need to change the Church's language about gays from words of moral condemnation and judgment to words of welcome and respect. The bishops also said the church must recognize the positive aspects of civil unions and even Catholics who cohabitate, with the aim of bringing them to a lifelong commitment in a church wedding. The report summarized the closed-door debate that Pope Francis initiated to discuss the no decisions were announced, but the tone of the report was one of almost revolutionary acceptance rather than condemnation. It will guide discussions until a final document is issued Saturday. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.